When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Self Mastery Podcast, episode 16. Hey, welcome back to Self Mastery Podcast. This morning, I'm out and about, nice and early, going for a little bit of a walk, getting some fresh air, clearing the head before today's activities. And what I want to chat to you about is the importance of planning, goal setting, having direction, or knowing where and what it is that your outcome is. This is by far one of the most important things that you could be doing to really be on the right track to whatever it is that you want. So many people, when I catch up with them, and also myself, I've done this in the past, and every now and then I sort of fall into the rat race now, and I'm like, oh shit, that's what's not happening. I don't have a plan. I don't have a so-called next step. So many people that I talk to, they fall into that trap as well. It's like, well, I want to do something, but I don't know what it is that I want to do. Okay, cool. Well, if that's the case, then you've got to get really, really clear on the outcome. You've got to get really, really clear on what it is that you want to be doing, what it is that you want to become, who it is that you want to be, and how things are going to look, sound, and feel in this life of yours down the track. So you're listening to this right now. I would strongly advise that you start thinking about this stuff, and maybe you've already got your goals written down, or maybe you don't. Either way, that's totally cool, because now you know. So what I would say for you to do, and a really important thing for you to do, is find the outcome, find the end result, or not even the end result, but just find like the big picture. What is it that you want to do? Who is it that you want to become? And how do you want life to look like, sound like, and feel like? We already went through that. But you've got to get this stuff down onto paper. Now, once you've done that, then you can start working backwards, and you can start almost deconstructing or dissecting the big picture. So let's just say that you want to create like a beautiful family. You want to have, you know, like a big family home. You want to have the two cars. You want to go on family holidays, and you want to be able to actually spend time with your family. Well, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to put that as like an end result, and then you're going to have to start working backwards. So you think, all right, cool. So we want this, this, and this, and this is how I want it to be. And I want lots of free time so I can, you know, watch my kids grow up and X, Y, and Z, whatever it might be. Write all this down, exactly what it is that you want. Then what you want to do is you want to start breaking it down into chunks. So let's just say that it is a lifetime thing, right? Well, you'd want to break it down into like years. All right, well, cool. In 10 years, I'm aiming for this. In 20 years, I'm aiming for that. In 50 years, I'm aiming for this. Whatever it might be. And you just keep working your way backwards all the way down until you get like 12 months out, 6 months out, 3 months out. And then what you want to do is work out, okay, what is it that I'm going to have to do on a weekly basis? What is it that I'm going to have to do on a daily basis in order to, A, absolutely work towards this goal, this target, this outcome, or B, to get remotely close to it. Now, here's the thing that most people don't do, right? They think, oh, well, I don't set goals because I never achieve them. Well, of course you don't. If they're like a big goal, if it's a big dream, then it's not so much about hitting that goal specifically and directly. It's more about keeping you on a track and keeping you on the direction and on the path that you actually want to go. Now, if you didn't set goals, or if you didn't set an outcome, or if you didn't have a plan, then guess what? The likely chances of you actually going anywhere near it is going to be very, 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 very different than if you actually had something to aim for. So that's the whole point of them. Lots of people get, you know, mixed up in this whole goal setting thing because they're like, oh, every time I set a goal, I don't hit, you know, I don't reach it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, who do you become? And they're like, oh, well, shit, I evolved so much. Like, I'm more confident, I'm more powerful, I'm more assertive, I'm more this, I'm more that, I'm more this. I'm like, hey, you realize that that's the whole point of the actual goal, right? It's like not the actual thing, but it's who you become in the process. And just that alone will really blow you away. So I would really strongly advise that you do something today. Find out the big picture, work your way backwards. Now, this big picture could be, I want to run a marathon next year. This big picture could be, I want to do X amount of sales in my business. It's still the same process. All you do is you come up with the big picture and then you start working your way back. And a few good questions to ask yourself as you're working your way back. It's like, what, number one question would be, what is holding me back? What is holding me back, or what is stopping me from achieving this goal or outcome quicker? All right? Because once you get the answer to that, you work on that and you obviously get your goal quicker, right? So it's like, all right, what is stopping me from doing this quicker? Well, I don't believe I can do it, or I don't think it's ever going to happen, or, you know, I'm not good enough, or something like that. Okay, good. You fix those things up straight away and things would be very, very different. The next thing that I would say to ask yourself is, who is it? Who is it that I want to become? Who is it that I want to become during this process? That's very, very powerful. And then the next reason, or the next question would be, what are my reasons? Why do I want this to happen? How many reasons can I come up with for justifying dedicating my life to X, Y, and Z, whatever it might be for you? So there you go. There's a few little handy tips that you can use for planning your outcomes, planning your goals, planning your direction, whatever it is that you want to label it as. But I can tell you what, it is really, 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 really important. So if you're doing it, then that's great. Actually, if you're doing it, that's great. But what I would say is, make sure that you keep an eye on it, because sometimes your outcomes and plans and goals can change very quickly. So if you haven't gone back to the drawing board lately, then now's your chance. And if you haven't done this, then go ahead and do this activity today and you will notice a big difference in the direction of your life.